Yes, 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 keep going. So, I was so sensitive. Break me, Daddy. Make me cum myself, stupid.
I can do Tuesday. Oh, thank you. Oh, such a fucking stud. Okay. Good night. Sweetie, are you still awake? Can mommy come in? Hey there. Is anything wrong? How come you're not asleep, baby? Did you have a bad dream? Oh. Were Mommy and Marcus being too loud? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to wake you, sweet pea. Oh, I just got carried away. Of course, sweetie, you can tell me anything. What's up, sweet pea? You miss Mommy? What do you mean? I'm right here. Oh. I guess that is true. I know I've been spending more time with Marcus lately. I promise Mommy hasn't forgotten about her sweet boy. I could never. It's just that Mommy's bull takes such good care of her by abusing and destroying her holes of that big thick cock. And you know I love your father, but I mean he's just worthless when it comes to sex. Mommy needs someone. stronger, more aggressive, virile. You know, you're up past your bedtime. It has been a little while, hasn't it? Since Mommy took care of you. Yeah. Let Mommy take care of you, sweet boy. Yeah. Why don't you pull back these covers for me? Don't worry. Mommy will tuck you in again when we're done. And we'll make sure you sleep so well. Let's see. Look at this sweet little cock, this little stiffy in your underpants. Does it feel good when Mommy strokes it? Did listening to Mommy get railed by Marcus do this to you? I bet. You're such a good boy. You like knowing Mommy's having a good time. So considerate. And sweet-natured. Oh, look at that. You've already made a little wet spot right there. We can't have that, can we? Making a mess before bed. No, no, no. Here. Let Mommy help you. We'll just slide these off. We'll get you a nice clean pair. And we're done. Now remember, what do we do if we want Mommy to touch us? That's right. Say it one more time for me. Please, Mommy. Very good. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? And Mommy just takes her fingertip. Smears all your pre-cum around your head. So gentle. Take a taste. Good boy. That's enough. I think I need to shift my position. Yes, Mommy's very sore. God. I think that fucking tree trunk has permanently resized me. It's true. It is painful, but Mommy's still in a good mood. It's just that I'm so satisfied. I haven't slept so well since before you were born. But Marcus always fucks me right to sleep. Sometimes he keeps going. Oh my goodness, sweetie. Are you close already? Maybe I'll slow down. Mommy's not done talking with you yet. I can tell. You've got something on your mind. Why don't you talk to Mommy? Let me know what you're thinking. Oh, sweetheart. It's okay. It's natural to feel jealous. Oh, I know I've been spending a lot more time with Daddy. Oh, no, not your father, sweetheart. Daddy is one of the things that Mommy's bull has her call him. Because he takes care of me the way a good daddy takes care of his loved ones. You know what I mean? I guess maybe not. I mean, your father could never measure up that way. But think about it like the way Mommy takes care of you. And make sure you have everything you need. And make sure that you're always doing your best and always wants to help you feel your best. Yeah. Just like that. Oh, but for Mommy's needs. Grown-up stuff, that's right. Now, sweetie, I have to ask. Are you jealous of Marcus? Or of Mommy? You don't know? Oh, sweetheart. I think you do. Here. Why don't I leave your cute little deck alone until you can give me an answer? I thought that might help you think a little more clearly. So, maybe a little of both, huh? Oh, sweetie, that's okay. I know. I thought maybe you might be a little jealous of Mommy just because, well, I did find those pairs of my panties in your room last week, and it looked like you made quite a little mess in them. But not in the way where you would have used it to just jerk your little cock into. That staining didn't look quite right. No, it looked like maybe you had tried them on. Yeah. Can you admit it? You're not in trouble, I promise, baby. Yeah, I thought so. Oh, that's okay. You want to feel pretty like Mommy, right? Oh, I understand. Here. Since you've been a very good boy, why don't you try on Mommy's pretty silk panties right now? Yes, of course I mean it. Oh, good boys get rewards, remember? I want to make sure you know when you're doing a good job and being a good boy. Here we go. They're a little bit messy. I hope you don't mind. father cleaned me up pretty well, but there's always room for improvement. Oh, that's right. Your father always cleans up the messes that Marcus makes. That's what he's good for in the bedroom. Before I send him off to his bedroom. All right. Come on. Let me help you there. I know they're just a little big on you. Mommy has a nice juicy ass, doesn't she? Don't worry, little one. You're still growing. I bet you'll fill these out in no time. Oh, look at you. How do you feel? Pretty? Oh, they're so soft, aren't they? Oh. You know what it's called? When a boy likes to wear pretty, frilly, silky things. A sissy. That's right. Oh, I know you've heard the term before. Oh, sweetheart. Mommy thinks it's beautiful to be a sissy. Oh. Definitely a step in the right direction. Well, I mean, I know you're still growing, but I'm thinking you've probably inherited your father's genes when it comes to your little thingy. And it's probably always gonna stay pretty little. And that's okay. Just because you'll never be able to satisfy mommy or any other woman doesn't make you less valuable or good or beautiful. No, no, it just means that you have a different purpose. Yeah. It means that this itty bitty cock, still so stiff under this silky, silky fabric. That means what you really have is a little clitty, a little sissy stick. Oh, you weren't made to make people happy that way. That's okay. Oh, I promise. Oh, what sissies do is train their throats and their little assholes to be nice, tight sleeves for real men to use however they want. Oh, sweetie, no. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to be scared. Oh, it feels wonderful. Oh, I can tell you. It feels so good to be a tight set of holes for real men to use. To fuck, to jerk off into, onto. Oh, so it's true. You're too small to ever satisfy mommy the way that Marcus does. But you can still make me happy, baby. Of course. Oh, I always want to support my sweet little boy. always, Mommy loves you. And I want to make sure you're happy. And the best way to be happy is to embrace what you're good at and let it make you feel good. Oh, I know it's scary, but I think you know what you want. I know what you want, and Mommy's not gonna finish you until you admit it. Mommy knows that you wanna be a little sissy slut. My bull's newest bitch. Come on, honey. Say it out loud. Tell me you want to bend over for him. Come on. I know you want to turn getting staked to the bed. Fucked silly by a gorgeous stallion like Marcus. To stretch around that massive, massive pipe. So thick and long. You're gonna learn how to have a sissygasm. Don't you wanna learn? I know you're curious. Come on, baby. Say it. Say you want to get fucked like Mommy. You're right there. I can feel it. Say it. Say it if you want to come, you little faggot. You want Mommy to take you over? Then admit what you are. That's right. Say it. Tell me you're Mommy's little fag. Tell me you dream about big, thick cocks stretching you out. Pounding your sweet little body. Come on, baby. You're right fucking there. Say it. Tell me you're Mommy's little faggot. Good boy. Good boy. Come for Mommy. Yes. 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 Make a mess all in those beautiful silkies. Look at that cute little load. messy little thing. Mommy's little mess. I think we both need new underwear now. Sweetheart, come here. Let Mommy hold you. It's okay. I am so proud of you. I know it's scary. It's a big step. But now you know. You know what you were meant for, what you were made for, is to please other men. And that makes Mommy so happy. I mean it. I love you so, so much. It's okay. Just rest for now. In a few days, Marcus will be back. Maybe we can introduce you two properly. You know your father loves you, but I think it's high time that you had a daddy.